Campus and Community Radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
Hi, this is Whiplash. It's 2 p.m. and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Sorry for the silence there. It appears as though my browser is frozen. So bear with me for a moment while I try and get that up and running. Today I have chosen to do a Halloween episode. I know that Halloween was yesterday. Okay, there we go. I know that Halloween was yesterday, but obviously I don't have a show on Thursdays and I can't just jump on whenever. So I thought that I would continue today because I'm celebrating today. Last night I went to the screening room to go watch one of my dad's favorite movies and a movie that I really, really enjoy, which was The Lost Boys. It came out in 1987. I think probably my favorite vampire movie that exists. Everyone just looks very awesome. Everyone looks very swaggy. So I love that movie and I almost didn't go it, but I'm so glad that I did. It was very, you know what, every time I think about going to see a movie at the screening room, which is our independent theater in Kingston, I always kind of had that little like, oh, don't go, because I mean, I'm not always going alone, but when I do, I'm kind of just like, oh, do I really want to go if I'm going alone? But I don't know. I've had the privilege of seeing Whiplash for its 10th anniversary a couple weeks ago, and I saw The Craft and Practical Magic a few days ago, and then, of course, The Lost Boys last night. But there's something so, I'll say magical since it's on theme, something so magical and I'll say with a touch of whimsy about seeing these movies that you kind of grow to love with a live audience, I think. I don't know. I think that it's more, I don't know. I just, the experience of it, especially when it's an older movie that people have kind of maybe never seen before, which there were quite a few in the audience last night. There was actually a couple sitting next to me, not to put you on blast, but there was a couple sitting next to me last night, and Lost Boys is not a particularly scary movie. I know it's kind of considered probably a horror, but it was made like 40 years ago, so it doesn't really hold up like some others do. But the couple next to me, I had to look over because I did initially think that it was the guy that was kind of cowering in fear, which I thought was kind of funny. You're allowed to do that if you're a dude. That's totally chill. I've definitely been with people who have not been very fond of horror. But considering this is one of my dad's favorite movies and he hates horror, he hates like ickiness and gore and stuff like that, but it is one of his favorites. So if you're thinking about watching it, definitely go do that. But it actually was, in fact, the woman that was kind of cowering, and I was trying not to judge because if you've never seen it, like, I get it, the jump scares and stuff. But yeah, I was judging fairly hard, so I'm really sorry for that. But I think that was a little bit embarrassing and I'm not afraid to say that. but up first is Veneficium, a song by, I believe is pronounced Shushu. I believe that they are a band. They formed in the early 2000s in LA, but Shushu is, I believe, well, Shu is a Cantonese word for elegant or beautiful. which I think is pretty cool. They have a very, very unique sound, as I'm sure that you'll hear. And the title of the song, Venificium, is a Latin word for referring to the crime of poison, which I think is pretty awesome. And when I was looking up the meaning behind the word Venificium, obviously it is Latin, I came across a book. So if any family members are listening, I can give you one thing to buy me for Christmas. And it is a book on magic, witchcraft, and poison titled Venificium. You'll find it fairly easily, but just throwing that out there. But yeah, anyway, I am broadcasting live out of Lower Carruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario, which I completely forgot to say. And also, I am Erin, and this is Whiplash. Yeah, this is Venificium by Shushu on CFRC 101.9 FM.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Just heard Ghoul's Night Out by Misfits, and before that was People Are Strange by The Doors. Initially, I was going to play Cry Little Sister, Thou Shall Not Fall, by G-Mac, whatever his name is. I'm so sorry, disrespectful. From the Lost Boys soundtrack. Because I love it so much, but I end up having to pick between them, and I picked People Are Strange because I just think it's hilarious that in their vampire lair they had a massive decrepit poster of Jim Morrison, which was pretty funny. And then before that was Needles in My Eyes by the Beta Band. And then I started off with Beneficium by Shushu. Playing under me right now is Burn by The Cure, which is one of my favorite songs by them. Yeah, it's initially from the original soundtrack of The Crow, which is a super freaking awesome movie if you haven't gone and seen it. It's a vigilante movie, and it's just super good energy throughout the whole thing. I think I watched it like 4 times in the last year, probably just for the song, and I have, in fact, actually replayed this scene over and over and over again every time I watch it. So yeah, this is Burn by The Cure. Always
it's Jimmy who don't tells who burn my gun. Every night I burn, every night I call your name. Every night I burn, every night I fall again. So don't
is gone, you must have done a lot of favors. You got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made the change.
Buried in a pet cemetery. sentence I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a big cemetery.
That was Pet Sematary by Ramones, and I had the most despicable thought when I was listening to that, and that it kind of, to me, sounded a little bit at points like John Travolta, if John Travolta went punk, so take that as you will. And then before that was I've Been Riding with the Ghost by Songs Ohio off of Magnolia Electric Co., which is a great album, by the way, if you haven't gone and listened to it. And before that was Supernatural Reminder by Kenzo Cregan. And then I started that off with Burn by The Cure. Up next is, honestly, I was going to say one of my favorite albums. And I don't know, and then I was going to take it back. But I think it is one of my favorite albums, even though I don't listen to it as much. I think that this album has had quite a strong influence on me, and it's Lungs by Florence and the Machine. I used to be, not even used to be, but a huge Florence and the Machine fan. I rarely ever like skip her music if it comes on, but I don't immediately go for it anymore. But this album has a very, very special place in my heart. So I chose My Boy Builds Coffins, although I probably could have picked any song off of this album to play today, but I was also going between Witch off of her album How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, which I had the privilege of seeing her perform after that song, that album came out. And something that's really, really cool that I wish that they still did, back to my whole rant about having physical tickets and stuff like that, but I think when we bought it, because it was a surprise for me, I believe, when we bought the tickets for this concert, it came with the CD for her, for How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, and that it also came with physical tickets too, I think, in the post. So that was really, really cool to just come home after school, go to the post box and grab that out. It was really, really awesome, and I still have that album in my car. And then after that I have Bloodletting, the Vampire Song by Concrete Blonde, and then Witch's Song by Marianne Faithfull, which I took from the Craft soundtrack. So up next is My Boy Builds Coffins by Florence and the Machine. Thank you. You just heard Gallo Dance by Lebanon Hanover. And before that was Witch's Song by Marianne Faithful, an incredible name. Before that was Bloodletting by Concrete Blonde. And then I started that set off with My Boy Builds Coffins by Florence and the Machine. Thank you so much for tuning in today, even though it was a bit of a rough start, just further proving that physical media is better and more reliable than the internet and streaming. Who knows? Maybe I'll switch over to CDs and vinyl soon enough. I hope you enjoyed today's show as much as I did. And thanks for indulging me in a Halloween episode after it has passed. But like I said, I'm celebrating today. So today is Halloween for me. I'm not quite ready for Miss Mariah Carey to crawl out of her coffin. And I only have one song left for today, and it is Dangerous Type by Letters to Cleo. Which I believe is a cover, and it was originally by The Cars. But thanks so much for tuning in. If you didn't like it, don't worry. Tune in next week anyway. It'll be completely different. This has been Whiplash. Hope you have a wonderful Halloween weekend. Take care. Stay safe. And I'll see you next week.